Hepatitis C is a viral infection that is spread through blood-to-blood contact, most commonly passed on by sharing hypodermic needles to inject drugs, as well as tattooing, acupuncture, and in rare cases, manicures. Dr. Daniel Saltman is an internist with Waikiki Health.
It affects roughly 2% of the population in the state of Hawaii, both C and B, on average. So that's 28,000 people each. But those numbers are higher in the Asian and Pacific Island community, upwards of 5 to 7%. And among the baby boomer population, it's almost 5% just for hepatitis C.
The baby boomers are at risk, Dr. Saltman says, because of drug experimentation in the 1960s and the unscreened blood supply that remained in use until 1992. Jane Hansen contracted hepatitis C following two blood transfusions in 1973 and required emergency treatment in 2007. Hansen says the virus caused liver damage over three decades and required the use of interferon.
For 48 weeks, you were basically having kind of a chemotherapy treatment, and you felt really miserable. No energy, usually nauseated, lots of painful, really itching rashes, unable to sleep. I've blocked out some of them, but basically it was 48 weeks of hell.
Hansen was cleared of the virus following treatment, and her liver has regenerated since then. She decided to pursue a master's in social work to help others with hepatitis and currently works for Hep Free Hawaii. Hansen works with physician assistant Jason Johnston twice a week at the Next Step shelter in Kaka'ako. Johnston says the stability provided by the shelter is critical in treating residents.
Usually with substance abuse being the number one reason for contracting hepatitis C, there seems to be a lot of behavioral health issues, an underlying mental health behind that substance abuse, which also lends itself to homelessness as well.
But there are new treatment alternatives on the horizon, which could increase the number of people willing to undergo a non-interferon regimen. Again, Dr. Saltman.
Currently available treatments are at best 24 weeks in duration. And we expect that coming onto the market just at the beginning of next year will be medicines that can shorten that to 12 weeks of treatment. And we expect medicines coming onto the market in the future to be pill-based only, without interferon, with equally good cure rates and less side effects.
Dr. Saltman is currently the course director for a day-long conference, Viral Hepatitis Hawaii Update 2013, that will be conducted November 16th at the Queens Conference Center. Former hepatitis C patient Hansen says more doctors and healthcare providers are needed.
Without any kind of big advertisement, we have probably seen well over 100 people. And that is really just word of mouth. And I feel like if there was more of us and more time, we could be serving more people. Clearly, we're answering a need, and the need is great.
Hepatitis C is called the silent epidemic and infects 1 in 50 people in Hawaii and is expected to affect many baby boomers who are now 50 to 60 years of age. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.